Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all ready?
Hey, babe, tell the kids to keep it down. I'm recording.
Off tour,
yeah.
Back up in the lab again. Get the cooking, yup, going ham again. Flow like a battering ram or a man in a van crashing into they whack rapper sedan, cause I'm mad at them. Tell them it's a rap, welcome to the rap laminate. Sever the cabbage of any rapper, hell in the baphomet.
Yeah.
You can't stomach the subject matter we handle. If you did manage it, it'd probably shatter your abdomen, dawg. I hear y'all sucking y'all teeth when you hear Christian rap like the son of God sweet. Boy, if I come at y'all, you know what I could've done to y'all. If I wanted, dawg, wouldn't none of y'all eat.
Real talk.
Broken the game like a cat burglar, the rap Nat Turner with a habit to wrap circles around you. But you never heard of me, so I understand when you laugh. But just know I can murder these rap cats that you have heard of.
Yeah.
The hardest part of this is not to bury you. Part of me don't want it, but the other part is daring you.
Daring you.
Feeling froggy, take a leap like a skydiver. I promise I'ma catch your body like a parachute.
Yeah.
You know how hard it is keeping it positive, even with guarding it. If not, it'd be more people involved in it. Just know this not hip-hop in a lesser form. It's truth music, harder to make, but it's better form.
Yeah.
I could have been a villain, lucky you. But I'm over here chilling, lucky you. I could have been on that side, lucky you.
Yeah.
But the flow got bad. Lucky you. If I just feel like they just had to know,
no.
And realize that if I wanted I could go,
go.
Kill everything on that side.
Lucky you.
But the flow got baptized.
Lucky you.
Hi guys, I've arrived, it's me, the Bible guy.
Hey.
I was only trying to shine this little light of mine, trying to give sight to blind, trying to rewire minds line for line so they could be everything God designed. Why would guys try me like I couldn't if I decide to put them in dirt and give them this work 9 to 5? Rifle it to Eiffel, willing and ready to snipe at any guy you idolize, bombing like I am Mike Witt, Al-Qaeda type fist, killer rival with this mic of mine, simple as pile driving a knife into a slice of pie.
Yeah.
And not the MacGyver type, Michael Myers side, every line of beside this binder of mine could be homicide. See, I've been cool, but you've been doing too much lately, thinking you can play me like I'm some tuba and ukulele. Better watch how you be doing that newborn Jewish baby. I could do to you for him what Slim would do to you for Haley.
Don't do it.
I'm telling y'all, I've been hella calm lately. Don't get your head neck and all severed on HD. Reppin' God in heaven, y'all can never Kanye me. You ain't got the answers, so you can never sway me. I still rep what I've been reppin', is God's gang.
Gang.
I kill flesh with a big weapon, I'm John Wayne.
Yeah.
God over money, boy, we don't come to work to play.
Oh,
you thought Christian rap was soft, you gon' learn today.
Yeah.
I could have been a villain, lucky you. But I'm over here chillin', lucky you. I could have been on that side, lucky you.
Yeah.
But the flow got baptized, lucky you.
Yeah.
If I just feel like they just had to know,
no.
And realize that if I wanted I could go,
go.
Kill everything on that side,
lucky you.
But the flow got baptized, lucky you.
We're here now. You hear that?
They wanted me to fail, dead or living in a cell. But the minister, the only way to get me in the jail. Made it past 25 and I'm doing pretty well. On my way to heaven while I'm here, I'm finna give them hell. I ain't never bowed down to these devils in the game. Probably never see the most high levels in the game. But I'm for the most high, homie, never will I change. I don't play by the rules, I'm a menace to the game. If I got a problem with it, I'ma say something. Staying bold on my faith and I ain't budging. And I'm all for respect, but I walk on the set with a cross on my neck and I ain't chain tucked. Praise God, only way to go is Yahweh. It ain't no other way to heaven, ain't no other gate. I know they wanna hate, they praying I'ma go away. But not until he return and none of us know the day. And I got more to say.
I see the media playing. They picking the most ignorant, we're never betraying us. You grew up black, you knew what it's like. They do it to Christ, they muzzle the wise and get somebody foolish a mic.
To make us all look crazy, they come up with topics. Ask the craziest pastor and none of us rock with. You thinking he a fool, we think he a fool too. But they telling you we all agree with the fools do. But get ready for the true church. Where we are church, we don't just do church. Pray for the feeble and sore clothing and feeding the poor, loving the people and showing them they true worth. We ready to do work. But they saying it's a white man religion, forced on us by the master that white men invented. Tell it to the Christians in Ethiopia that never had to be enslaved by the white man to get it. Careful what you putting in your ears now. Hard to hear the truth cause the lie talk real loud. We yelling Jesus, they yelling chill out. Nah, but you can tell them that we here now.
We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. Tell them that we here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now.
My sin is like a fire, you drowned in New Orleans. Thank you for the grace that you're pouring on this orphan. I was dead in the womb, abortion. If sin is like a river, I was swimming with the current. Indentured to my sin had me working like a servant. Foul and decrepit, wild and I was reckless. Sin had me chained up like Mr. T necklace. He cracked my chest and broke my heart, surgery. Now I die to self, but if I don't, Lord, murder me. On my own, I won't hold the line. Sanctify the soul of mine, he's on the grind like overtime. So now I spit with bolder lines. He guides my feet and shapes my will, sovereign. He guides the sheep and hates the wolves who try to slaughter him. A broken heart that's torn apart is what he's offering. But when you die, eternal life's a part of it. Heaven, yeah, a place where you would like to go. But I hope you haven't overhyped the show. Cause if luxury is the only reason you would like to go, then trust me, you won't see it when your eyes are closed. You'll have to adjust your flight plan to a place where you scream a lot. Hype man, if you're prideful, adjust your height. Might stand, face down is how you might land. In the place where your face will be burned way worse than a slight tan. Of his glory, he hasn't been robbed. Except when he was on a tree like Mississippi. Lynch mob, so don't hold contempt against God. Nimrod.
You are now listening to the Beat Snatcher.
You are now listening to the Beat Snatcher.
World is JMI checking in, and right now you're listening to my new record, Down, off the multi-platinum album, I Am the Future.
Coming real soon, y'all.
Let's go. Let's go.
You've got people in your life, gotta let go, go, go. When you need them, they disappear like a magic show. But it's so funny when they need you. Blowing you up, calling your phone like bill collectors trying to get money from ya. You can't even dream without them trying to kill it. You can't even give them good news cause they try to break your spirit. But don't you worry about it, don't lose your sleep over it. I know someone you can kick it with, he's my friend and he will.
Thank you.
go, go. The ones that smile on your face can't wait until you walk out the door. Cause they wanna put your business on display. Spread and let he say, she say. Y'all was supposed to be cool.
You officially been trusted.
Now you don't know who to trust anymore. Never let another get close no more. Friend and he will
never let you down.
Met a love like this when I embrace tighter than a kung fu grip. Call him up, he will answer with speed. Ready to give what you need. He will never leave your side. Loves you so much he gave his life. Could have been on lockdown, but you got set free on a day he paid the price. He's so dependable, got a shoulder you can't lean on. Someone that you can trust on you, he'll never give up. No matter what you're going through, he'll be right there for you.
Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. What's cracking? And how are you? You are now tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in when Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you listening. Hear and do what God says. I repeat, hear. Hear what God is saying and do what God is saying. So I was reading in Isaiah 61. Check it out. I was reading in Isaiah 61. And God was saying that he is going to increase his blessings in our lives. Yeah. He's going to increase his blessings. Hold on. Hold on. Scratch the record. Hold on. Oh, DJ Speech is great. Hold on. All right. Yeah, all right. So I was reading. I'm your homie Oasis. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Appreciate you tuning in. I'm your homie Oasis. All right, so I was reading in Isaiah chapter 61. And God was saying that he was going to increase his blessings in our lives, but that it was going to be for his glory. Then I responded, I ain't got no problem with that. As I continued to read Isaiah 61, he poured out more blessings of revelation. And I kept responding, I ain't got no problem with that. Man, you just gotta tune in. We're going to get into it. Yeah, you just got to tune in, man. It's going to be a good one. But Isaiah 61, I gave you a little clue. So, yeah. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis. Today's topic, I ain't got no problem with that. I ain't got no problem with God blessing and increasing his blessing in my life. You know what I'm talking about? For him to get the glory, I ain't got no problem. We're going to start off just like that. You know what I'm talking about? For sure. Let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for starting us on our way today. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives today, Father. I just pray that you would just continue to just lead us and guide us, Father, every day, all the way through this life on earth, till we make it back to heaven with you. Let us continue to have our hearts toward Jesus and welcoming Jesus to come back as we continue to say, come, Lord Jesus. Yeah, from our hearts, our souls, our minds, our spirits, come, Lord Jesus. Let your will continue to be done, Father, on earth, as well as in our lives, Father, as it is in heaven, Father. Let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth, in our lives too, Father, as it is in heaven. Increase in us. Pour out more of your blessing, more of your revelation, more of your, however you want to bless us, Father, for your glory. Don't let us be selfish. Let us do it all for your glory. Well, it's not by our power or might, but it's by your spirit. So, Lord, have your way. Let your zeal perform this. In the name of Jesus, thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for every heart and mind that tunes in. Thank you for everybody that's a part of it. Continue to bless all of us, Father, as we continue to bless you and praise you and glorify you and worship you, love you, and love our neighbors as ourselves. Let us treat others how we want to be treated. And we confess, Father, that we all have sinned and we come short. We do fall short of your glory. Thank you, Father, for your mercy. Thank you for your forgiveness. And we come to you now in receiving, we're receiving your forgiveness and your mercy and your love, Father. Thank you. Have mercy on us. Thank you for still being our God, for still being holy and the one in our lives, for still looking at us in love. That's your mercy. We love you, Father. So have your way. Thank you for your scriptures. Thank you for your scriptures. Thank you for the truth of them. Thank you for teaching us your scriptures, making it plain like a kindergarten book. Thank you, Father. Have your way. It's your spirit that's doing it, the spirit of truth. And we adore you, Father, and we love you for your spirit of truth. And we appreciate you, spirit of truth. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I'm your homie, Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua. Today's topic, I ain't got no problem with that. Yeah. I ain't got no problem with that. Yeah, I was reading in Isaiah 61, and God was saying in Isaiah 61, through Isaiah 61, to me in my heart, my spirit, my mind, everything, that he is going to increase his blessings in our lives, but that it was going to be for his glory. And I just replied, I ain't got no problem with that. You know what I'm talking about? But yeah, man, we are an interactive radio broadcast. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, we are an interactive radio broadcast, worldwide radio broadcast. Over here, we pray. We worship God in the spirit and in the truth. We praise. Yeah, we glorify God. That right. We get them scriptures on deck to feed our faith, everybody else's faith. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing comes by the word of God. Over here, you get your problem solved by you doing something. Yeah. Faith and works. You know, faith and work in your faith. Excuse me. That's how we're going to do it. Whoa. Yeah, faith and working your faith in God. Faith and action. So we get our problems solved over here. You get your problem solved too by doing something. Put your faith in God and learn how to trust him and learn how to let him develop and work things out in your lives. That right? Hallelujah all day. So yeah, man, we go live Tuesdays. It's Hip Hop and Jesus Tuesdays. Hip Hop and Jesus Bible study, 7 p.m. Eastern. Three chapters usually. All right. That's Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern. Also live Saturdays, topics from the all-knowing one. Yeah, Saturdays, topics from the all-knowing one at 11 a.m. Eastern. That's what we on right now. So, but appreciate you tuning in whenever you tune in. All right. So, yeah, man, we coming to the worship part of the broadcast. Yeah, get your mind right. Get your mood right. We about to worship God in the spirit and in the truth together during this segment. That's all. Play a few songs. We worship and praise God. And then we keep on pushing, man. You know what I'm talking about? We worship God every day. That's a lifestyle. We live unto God. You know what I'm saying? That's worship. And we worship him right here with these songs playing, and when we're doing it together like this, and, you know, we just getting our minds on the Lord and his goodness. You see what I'm saying? And, you know, even get to thanking him for the things that he has done. You see what I'm saying? Remember what he has done. Thank him for what he is doing. And thank him for what he is going to do. Yeah, you get to worship him real good. And everything give thanks. God is in every breath that we breathe. So we're about to worship God and in the spirit and in the truth. Yeah, we might be praising him too up in here. We'll see what we got going on. Yeah. So appreciate everybody tuning in. I ain't got no problem with that. That's today's topic. Contact info, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. WhenHipHopMeetsTheChrist@gmail.com. All right. Also on Instagram, Joshua Oasis Grant. That's one word. Joshua Oasis Grant on Instagram. On Facebook, Joshua His Messenger Grant. Yeah, Joshua His Messenger Grant. On YouTube, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Yeah. Again, on YouTube, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. On Facebook, Joshua His Messenger Grant. On Instagram, Joshua Oasis Grant. All one word right there. Joshua Oasis Grant. No space in between. And then that's all contact info. And also the Gmail, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, @gmail.com, man. I appreciate everybody tuning in, man. Let's get it on. Let's worship God in the spirit and in the truth. Appreciate everybody tuning in.
No! gotta trust in God. Oh yeah. Oh, and when you've done all you can, you can't rely on man. All you gotta do is trust in God. Was a lost soul, and I didn't know where to go or who to turn to. But now I know He brought me through the storm, and He brought me home safe and warm. And now I'm whole, yeah, 'cause this is what He told me.
Take all, it's a new season. It's a new season. be greater than the rest. Because all things are possible.
Get a right heart, all right? Don't give a
grudgingly don't give of necessity. I need God to bless me by the end of the month, man, because I'm falling short on this rent, so I'm going to put this in here. What? Yeah, I know they talking about that sower seed and then you reap, whatever that is. Don't give of necessity, right? Now, the correct way to give is being cheerful about it. You know why? Because the last three words say, for God loves a cheerful giver. This is his word, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. See it for yourself. Give and it shall be given unto you. That's what Jesus said. All right? And then this next verse says, God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things. Now I got your attention now. This is all in the scripture. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you. You want the blessing. Mm-hmm. That you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. I like that. I love that. That's the word of God. So he does say give in his word. I know people have abused it. This is not what this ministry is about. Because that's what we are. We are a ministry. You can give if you got it. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't got it, you still can tune in and get everything over here for the free. You know what I'm talking about? Get this gospel for the free. So if you give over here, you will get something back. If you give us your email, you will get the good newsletter. Yeah, cause I know people, you know, with your email. I ain't going to fill you up. I know how people is with the email. So if you want to do that, if you want to contact us, contact your homie Oasis, all I do is just holler back at you with the email. I mean, with the newsletter. You know what I'm saying? Every 2 months, it's getting ready to come out on the 15th of this month. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. Also, there's no certain amount of money if you want to give. There's no certain amount. We don't limit you. Anything, whatever you give, we appreciate it. And it will be used for God's glory. All right? So the audio book, if you want that, you can get that for $30. That's 31 chapters in that thing. All right? Also, the album, The Gospel of Jesus Christ by Oasis, that's $15, 13 tracks on that thing if you want it. No pressure, though. You know what I mean? I'm just hollering at you, letting you know what we got cracking over here. All right? So get one chapter of the book for the free to see if you want to purchase it. Okay? And get one track of the album for the free to see if you want to purchase that. All right? If you don't want to purchase anything, you just want to give, you can do that. All right? Joshua Oasis Grant on Cash App. You can give. If you can't afford to give right now, I understand that too. I've been there, done that. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes I still be there and doing it. Oh, okay. But yeah, if you want to give and you can't, don't worry about it. Don't feel bad. You can always still tune in. God sees your heart. And you can always give him some praise. That right? You can always give him some glory. And I'd rather you do that. This ministry over here, I'd rather you give God the glory. I'd rather you give God the praise than you give money anyway. You see what I'm saying? But if you're sitting up here and you ain't giving God no praise and you giving God no glory and you loaded up and you ain't giving to a ministry, man, what's going on with you? Remember, God loves a cheerful giver. And he is the one that's able to make all grace abound toward you that you always having all sufficiency in all things. Having all sufficiency in all things. They abound to every good work. All for the glory of God. Ties right into our broadcast. You know what I'm talking about? Appreciate everybody tuning in. Well, Hip Hop Meets the Christ one more time to get in contact with us. Contact, through email when hiphopmeetsthechrist@gmail.com. Also, on YouTube, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ on YouTube. That's the account. You can subscribe and follow. That way we do got video footage. Thank you, Jesus. Also on Facebook, Joshua, His Messenger, Grant on Facebook. All right? And on Instagram, Joshua Oasis Grant. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Now, we ready to move on. What's the next segment? Knock 'em Down? The Knock 'em Down segment. Joshua's Wall. Meantime, I got to find my theme music and everything. Yeah, the Joshua's wall, bro. The Joshua's wall. Knock them down. You know, the God versus the issues of life. Now I got to find my theme music and everything. Also, yeah, God versus any issue, any problem, any concern that we have as humans. Yeah, put it up against God. Trust God with your problems. Let him solve it. Yeah, except the Lord builds the house. We laboring in vain anyway. But yeah, give it to him. He can handle it better than we can. Also, this is also the time for the itching ears and the thin skin, easily offended folks. Yeah, because when we open this word up, man, that's it. We just opened it up and read two scriptures about giving, 2 Corinthians chapter 9 in the New Testament. Mm-hmm. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verses 7 and 8. We read that. So once we open this word up, it ain't no apologizing. It go where it go. We led by his spirit. We are sons of God. So yeah, we are God versus any issue, any problem, or any concern of us humans. Yeah, give it to God. And he'll bring you out into victory. It'll be victory for you. Mm-hmm. Also, thin skin, itching ears. Here is your chance to either leave or repent. I'm going to play some of this theme music. You could leave. Go find something else to do with yourself. Or you can repent and stay in here and let's get this Jesus together. Let's get this truth together. In the meantime, I'm going to find my theme music like the head. Here you go.
Hey! Yeah! Come on!
We are now at this time calling all challengers, haters, and skeptics to your stations, please. The arena will reopen shortly. We are all separate witnesses to the greatest showdown history has ever known. Due to past indiscretions, knives and stabbing weapons are now prohibited. Guns and things that go boom are now prohibited. And those with thin skin are advised to attend at your own risk. Are we understood? Yeah. I used to think that it was safe to send my kids to school, but now I disapprove of having what they listen to.
You have that understanding. See, over here, we do cast down imaginations and everything. Everything, including all knowledge and every religion and philosophy and opinion. So we cast down everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. You should be casting that down. Casting down every imagination, every thought, and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Whatever is trying to make itself more important than knowing God, throw it down. You know what I'm talking about? For sure with it, man. So, yeah, this is the Issues of Life segment. And I really ain't got no issue, man. My issue, like we've been having lately, is I'm ready to get into the Word. You know what I'm talking about? I'm ready to get into the Word of God. So, with that being said, let's go ahead and go and open up these scriptures, man. We're going to start off in Isaiah chapter 61. So you can go ahead and go there. Isaiah 61. Again, appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I am your homie, Oasis. And we still going in for the King of Kings. The King of Kings. Oh. I'm going ahead. You're acting up, boy. Isaiah 61. Appreciate everybody. Everybody tuning in today's topic. I ain't got no problem with that. With what? We're going to learn in a few. You got no problem with what? With that? I ain't got no problem with loving God. Yeah, I ain't got no problem with that. Loving people as myself. I ain't got no problem with that. Yeah, this ain't just for me. You can say this for yourself, too. So, loving God. You say, I ain't got no problem with that. Loving people as myself. You say, I ain't got no problem with that. With God help, with God help. Somebody say, with God help, with God help. I ain't got no problem with that. we gonna need some help with that one. From God, for sure. All right. Praising God, I ain't got no problem with that. Mm-hmm. praise God, I ain't got no problem with that, man. Woman, children, or teenagers, worshiping God, I ain't got no problem with that. Worshiping God, I ain't got no problem with that. No, I'm not trying to be correct in English. You know what I'm saying? Don't try to correct me in English, okay? Because I could speak no English on you. Mess with me. I'm going to speak the truth. That's what I'm going to speak. But yeah, I ain't got no problem with worshiping God, obeying God. You say it. I ain't got no problem with that. Come on, let's do this. Seeking God first. You say it. I ain't got no problem with that. Let's go there. Let's get it. You should be in Isaiah 61. All right? Giving God all the glory. Giving all the glory to God. Come on. You say it. I ain't got no problem with that. You want some props? You want some praise? You know that's supposed to go to God, right? So when you give God all the glory and all the praise, I ain't got no problem with that. See what I'm saying? We were made by him and for him. I ain't got no problem with that. Okay? Greatly rejoicing in the Lord. You say it. Greatly rejoicing in the Lord. I ain't got no problem with that. With that being said, Isaiah chapter 61. Let's get it. Starting at verse 1. Y'all know me. I pull verses out and highlight verses in this limited amount of time that you're going to give your attention to these scriptures, so, but I will tell you to get into the whole word of God for yourself. Every day of your life, you should be spending time with God in his word, too. And don't make it no religious thing, but make sure it's a real thing and a God thing. Don't be overlooking the word. You get into the word and then let the word overlook your life. I like that, Father. Yeah, get into the word and then you let the word overlook your life. Don't be overlooking the word, shawty, or tally. What about the beautiful? Anyway, man, go on. Isaiah chapter 61. Verse 1 says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. If you're reading this, if you're hearing this, talking to you too. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon you. What you going to do? All right? Now, this he does this on purpose. God created us on purpose and with a purpose. So his Spirit is not just upon you just because. But it's upon you. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me. He anointed you too. This word of God is for all of us, whosoever will, right? So the Spirit of the Lord God is upon us because the Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings. To preach good tidings. Bring good news. Yeah, they be turning on the news as soon as they get home, as soon as they get up and check the news on social media, whatever, Facebook platforms and all that, yeah, YouTube. But preach, we going to preach good tidings, right? And remember, your audience is the meek. It's not the arrogant. Hallelujah. The gospel is for everybody, but only the meek going to listen to it. Yeah, only the repentant ones, yeah, the ones that's humble enough to bow down to the truth. Jesus is the truth. So the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. That's why everybody ain't listening. Because for the most part, they are not meek. They're the opposite. They're arrogant and prideful over there. They're not meek and humble. Right? So the meek will listen. Whosoever will, right? So it says, he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. Where the brokenhearted at? You got some work to do. The meek out there, the brokenhearted out there. This is who God's sending you to preach these good tidings to proclaim liberty. Also sending you to claim liberty to the captives. Proclaim liberty to the captives. How you overcome? By faith in God. He makes me more than a conqueror. I'm more than a conqueror through him. All right? So to proclaim to the captives, you're going to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Mm-hmm. The opening of the prison to them that are bound. That goes for bound in prison in their minds, in their bodies, or in a physical prison too. Because people have been set free and their body's still been locked up, but their mind and their spirit is set free. You see what I'm saying? Like, for real, God, man, nothing will stop him. And then God, it's recorded that he done opened the prison doors and knocked the cuffs off everybody, shawty. So, what? All right? So, the opening of the prison to them that are bound. How do you do that? Bring the good tidings. What's the good tidings? The Spirit of the Lord that's on you, Jesus the Christ. That's the good news. Mm-hmm. Forgiveness. That's the good news. You see what I'm saying? And then going past that. Yeah. Going from forgiveness to and repentance to living. Okay. Going from repentance to living with the pressure off of you of sin, yeah, but living in the freedom and the liberty of being forgiven by God. I'm talking about, he'll show you mercy. You will experience his mercy. You can mess up, but confess up. Well, nobody's perfect. I'm going to let you know, I ain't perfect. I'm not. Yeah, I preach this word of God. Yeah, I love the Lord with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, and all my strength. And yeah, I still am wretched. Uh-oh, now it's getting real. And I'm still wretched, shouty. Paul, I'm not greater than Paul. Paul the one wrote the word and said, oh, wretched man that I am, shouty. The things that I want to do, I don't find myself doing. The things that I don't want to do, I be doing that. The things that I want to do, I don't find myself doing that. I'm wretched. And then he say, you know, at the bottom of that, once he recognized he wretched, he like, who going to help me? Who's going to deliver me from this body of death? And then here come the answer. I thank God. Yes, sir. Told you. Good tidings. I thank God through Jesus Christ. Boy, if you're missing this broadcast, you're missing some good stuff, missing a good blessing. Oh, Lord. Hope you're catching it, though. Whoever here, whoever tuned in, appreciate you listening. You know what I'm talking about? All right. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 2. All right. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon you, right? That first verse was loaded. The second verse don't stop. It says to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. We've been in the acceptable year of the Lord for about, I want to say about the last 7 years, maybe. It's been for a while. You know what I'm saying? I want to say at least been five plus, something like that. Between 5 and 7. We've been in the acceptable year of the Lord. But remember, I mean, especially 2020, the acceptable year of the Lord, right? And then the same verse, because at the same time it's the acceptable year of the Lord, and it's the day of vengeance of our God at the same time. So we're gonna proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Some people didn't recognize it till last year. Some people recognizing it now. But this is the acceptable year of the Lord for God's people. You got two kinds of people in the world. You got sheep, you got goats, okay? You got humble, you got arrogant, okay? You got followers of Jesus, you got followers of Satan. You got people that are humble, you got people that are prideful. Okay? God love all of us, okay? You got people that's obedient, you got people that's disobedient, though. So he mad with the wicked. Mm-hmm. All day long. The wicked make him hate, make God, who is love, they make him hate them. They don't recognize it. I thought God would love. You think you can just treat love any old way, any kind of way you want to? No. Answer that real quick. So, verse 2, Isaiah chapter 61, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God at the same time. God know how to separate the sheep from the goat, and that's what he's doing, separating the sheep from the goats. He sure been doing that real good. The manifestation came last year in 2020. Y'all know it as the pandemic or the coronavirus. I'm looking at it as the manifestation of God showing this is the acceptable year of the Lord. Come to me, everybody, okay? And it's the day of vengeance of our God. Get my love or get my wrath, all right? To comfort all that mourn. We're going to comfort all those that mourn. Comforting all those that's mourning, all right? Verse 3, we're in Isaiah chapter 61. Verse 3 says, to appoint unto them that mourn, because you're going to comfort them. So you're going to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, the ones that's mourning in Zion, because the world, we wake up and then the world be vexing our spirits and stuff. So you got to bring good tidings to them. That's why you're going to hear me going off on everything that I do for the Lord. I'm going to give him all the praise and glory that I can. That's me, though. All right? So, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes. That's not even an even trade. giving you something beautiful, giving you beauty itself for them ashes, all that dirt that folk done kicked on you and everything. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. All them rocks they threw at you, all that rejection you done felt. Yeah, all them ashes, man. God about to give you the beauty, though. I'm talking about doing it right now. All you got to do is receive it right now. Recognize it's in Isaiah chapter 61. It's for you, too. We're in verse 3. It's for you. Whosoever will, Isaiah 61, verse 3, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, Zion is praise. It make it hard for you to praise, right? But Jesus set you free so you can praise, right? Then reality be hitting you trying to rest your praise, though. So here come the word of God, and I'm talking about unlocking that praise and won't even let it get limited. Yeah. Letting you know, sacrifice of praise, too, even if you don't feel like it. Even if you ain't got the situation say you ain't got no reason to, but God say you got every reason to. God is on your side. God is for you. And if God is for us, who can be against us? You better go read Romans chapter 8. And all these things, we're more than conquerors. What shall separate us? Nothing. You know what I'm talking about? All right? To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. To give them beauty for ashes. Yeah, God going to honor you. God going to give you more grace. God going to let you experience his love personally in your life. Yeah. The oil of joy coming, death coming too. The oil of joy. Yeah, the oil, you go through a lot, that pressing. You know what I'm saying? The olives and all that too. Olive oil, you got to press that oil out. That's what God be doing, the pressure. Makes us oily. The oil represents the anointing of God. The oil makes you slippery from Satan's grips. Slippery from Satan's traps, hallelujah. Yes, sir. The oil, shouty, and tally. The oil of joy, too. Yeah, it's anointing, and it's joy, J-O-Y. It ain't happiness that can run out, but it's joy. That don't run out. I'm talking about get joy when I think about, right? Remember that? Get joy every time you get in his word. So you're going to get the oil of joy for mourning. In case anybody lost somebody or may lose somebody, you know. We call it losing somebody. If they in the Lord, they ain't lost nothing. But for mourning, though, whatever making you mourn, you about to get the oil of joy. Whatever has been making you mourn, mourn. The oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise. Yeah, praise your way out of that situation, right? Don't let it arrest your praise. Offer the sacrifice of praise. God is always good. He's so good, he worked everything out for our good. When you love him and you're about his business, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Let's trade. Give me the spirit of heaviness. Give it to God. Give God the spirit of heaviness, your spirit of heaviness, and receive from God the garment of praise that they might be called trees of righteousness. I ain't got no problem with that. The planting of the Lord that he might be glorified. That's what sparked the whole title. This verse, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. I ain't got no problem with giving God the glory. I don't have a problem with you pouring out the blessings, giving me the oil of joy, the beauty for the ashes. You know what I'm saying? Giving me the oil of joy for the morning and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. All for you to get the glory. I ain't got no problem with that. Yeah, so that we might be called trees of righteousness. We still in verse 3. That we might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, so they can know that God's hands has been on this. God's hands are on you. God's hands is putting your life together. The planting of the Lord. He planted you, there, that he might be glorified. Oh, my goodness. And you respond, I ain't got no problem with that. Mm-hmm. In Isaiah chapter 61, tan it up too. Yes, sir, that he might be glorified. I ain't got no problem with that. Go to verse 6, Isaiah chapter 61. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis. All right? Hold on. There's verse 6, I said, right? Isaiah chapter 61, verse 6 says, but you shall be named the priest of the Lord. You're going to be named the priests of the Lord. He called us, okay, Jesus made us kings and priests unto our God. That's in Revelation chapter 1. Yeah, Jesus made us kings and priests until our God. You are royal. You are an ambassador of the kingdom of God. It don't matter what the earth say. This is God's footstool, okay? We need to stop getting offended by what the earth, how they reject, the world rejecting us. I'm sorry, not the earth, the world. The world rejecting us. Yeah. That's because we took the L out of world, W-O-R-L-D. We took the L out, and we left with W-O-R-D. We in the word, huh? Mm-hmm. We in the word. So in the world, not of it. We're of the word, though. So verse 6, Isaiah 61, but you shall be named the priest of the Lord. Men, humans, shall call you the ministers of our God. I ain't got no problem with that. Yeah. They're going to look at you and see God. He's going to increase the blessings so they can see him, though. But you shall be named the priest of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles. Going to eat them. And their glory shall you boast yourselves in their glory. You're going to boast yourselves because, remember, you're an ambassador. You're an ambassador. Your home is made out of transparent gold. The streets made out of transparent gold. The city made out of transparent gold. So these little blessings, when God giving us the blessings, that's how we need to do. I appreciate, you know, cherish it. We cherish the blessings, but you got to remember, they love blessings. Hold them with a light hand and be a good steward over it, okay? Be a good steward over it. Don't let it change you. Don't let your God become your belly or your own desires or your own ego. I'm about to say ego. I don't want to insult the waffles, though. But don't let your ego easing God out now. When he increased, remember, it's for his glory. That's why we saying, I ain't got no problem with that. That's my response. That's your response. That's the correct response. I ain't got no problem with that. We going to agree. Or you can say amen. That's just a long way of saying amen. Well, you could have said amen. Y'all wouldn't have tuned in if I would have named the broadcast amen. Man, what are you talking about, man? Go on. Amen. But when I say I ain't got no problem with that, go to church. If your church look, open back up, your revved up, repented, I hope. You know what I'm saying? And instead of saying amen, just say I ain't got no problem with that. We start something. Yeah, we that's this generation, man. We start something, huh? I ain't got no problem with that. You could have just said amen. Don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? Isaiah 61. That's why God didn't reveal the amen part till just now. After I named it, I ain't got no problem with that. How many minutes in? You know what I'm saying? We're an hour in already. You could have just named it amen. No, thank you. They wouldn't have listened. They barely tuned it. Okay, let me go on. Oh, yeah, Isaiah 61. I ain't got no problem with that. Yes, sir, the truth. Going to the whole world. All right? So, verse number 7, Isaiah chapter 61 says, for your shame, he ain't finished, he about to start giving something again. For your shame, you shall have double. Yeah, double what? Double whatever you name that's good from God. Name it. You can have it. Double honor. I give you that one. Double honor from God, from heaven. I give you that. What else you need? Double love. For your shame. Give God your shame, he's going to give you double. Fill in the blank behind double. And for confusion, it's Babylon right now. The news is, you can tell, I thought it's confusion. Take the vaccine, don't take the vaccine. Wear the mask, don't wear the mask. 6 feet apart, don't stay apart. What the confusion, Babylon? Baby lawn. Yeah. Acting like a bunch of babies. For your shame, you shall have double, though, if you're on God's side. You put your faith in God. And for confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess the double. Right? You're going to possess the double. I told you to fill in the blank. Okay. They shall possess the double. Everlasting joy. There goes some more. Double everlasting joy. If it's everlasting, you're going to double that up. Boy, I'm talking about 2021. About to be set up. I thought 2020. Okay. We thought 2020 for God's people. We thought 2020 was off the chain for us. We 6 months in on 2021. Watch what God finna do with these last 6 months, bruh. And sister. Hallelujah. Wait. God, everlasting joy shall be unto them. All you got to do is receive this, man. I'm reading the Bible, man. All right, we in Isaiah chapter 61. Verse 8 says, "For I, the Lord, love judgment." The Lord, this is what the Lord loves. I love judgment. What the world be talking about? Don't be judging me. What God say? I love judgment. Uh-oh. I know he say judge not, but think about a judge. When he says judge not, think about a judge. Don't condemn nobody. That's what a judge do. Pronounce sentence on your life, right? Lock your way, throw the key up. He ain't going to even go into prison himself. Don't even know what it look like or nothing in there. Don't know what it like. Don't know what it sound like when them doors, boom, close like that. Don't know what it feel like to eat that bull crap, okay, just to stay alive. You know what I'm talking about? That's what a judge does when Jesus says judge not. But right here, I the Lord, love judgment. If you're going to judge, you better look through my eyes is what God is saying. Judge uprightly. Yeah. It's not judging when you call them right from wrong. But when you call them right from wrong, right here when it says I love judgment, okay. I'm not judging you like a judge throw you away, lock you up, right? But I the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery. You know robbery is wrong. And don't judge me, man. I'm finna go rob you. Don't judge me. What the heathen, bro? Bro. Calling right from wrong is not, that's not what Jesus talking about when he said judge not. It's what he talking about right here. I love judgment. We in Isaiah 61 verse 8. I thought we were going to breeze on through there. We stuck. I ain't rushing though. We stuck. We taking our time with this good. I ain't mad. I ain't got no problem with that. Shoot. So for I the Lord love judgment. I love when you can discern right from wrong, man. When you can discern God from the devil, good from evil. God ain't in no religions. It's a bunch of them. But all them religions, you could tell it's demonic because all them religions believe in one devil. Matter of fact, everybody all across the board knows just one devil is Satan. But rather you know it or not, it's just one God is Jesus. He's the Lord. But I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering. Don't be robbing nobody anytime I'm finna get his offering on Sunday to make it better. What? Man, you better stop robbing. And then go tell them you sorry, too. Repent to the Lord and go tell them you sorry. You really want to give something. Yeah, he might lock me up. And you did the crime, do the time, man. That's another thing. You know what I'm saying? We out here, y'all that be doing these crime, be punks, though. That's why they go to prison and become punks, though, yo. You see what I'm saying? All that sissy sheezy over here in American jails, in America prisons. Okay, let me move on. Yeah, that sissy stuff. That homo stuff big over here. Yeah, them big crime. I'm talking about cowards, though. Anybody don't take no, you're not hard because you stick somebody up at a gunpoint, bro. At gunpoint, that don't make you hard. It ain't hard because you jump on somebody, it's 10 of y'all. And this man old. Go ahead on, man. For I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering, and I will direct their work in truth. Time for God to direct us. Let God direct you. He's going to direct your work in truth. He's going to direct your life in truth. Your faith and your works going to get results in the spirit realm and in the physical realm. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them as well. This God doing this. That's why the churches were closed, because people were dependent on their pastors and church too much too. God ain't never told you to depend on no church. Matter of fact, when God told you to join the church, I guarantee you, you join the church because you heard other folks say join the church. Show me the Bible where it say join the church. 563-999-3702 is the number. Push 1. Show me in the Bible and say, go join the church. Go take new member classes and all that. I guarantee you, it was man that passed that down. And you said, oh, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. You know what I'm talking about? Get this from my mama. My mama them did it. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Anyway, don't forsake the fellowship of yourselves. We got too dependent on rare of them, and you wasn't supposed to. I ain't going to say we. Because I wasn't in it. I depend on God. I'm thankful. I'm grateful for that. The Lord doing this. I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Go to verse 9. Yeah, I ain't got no problem with him making an everlasting covenant with me. I ain't got no problem with that. Verse 9, Isaiah chapter 61 says, and their seed. Uh-oh. Told you he going to increase the blessing. It's going to hit your seed too. Yeah, that's your children. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles. If you don't have children, you got some youngster, if you're old enough, that looks up to you somehow, niece, nephew, somebody. know what I mean? D-Day grandchild. Oh, let me, how you do that? And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, though. The Gentiles are the ones that God called. He chose the Jews, chose the Hebrews, right? Called the Gentiles. That's the world. God loved everybody. God loved the world. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles and their offspring among the people. Their seed shall be known among the Gentiles and their offspring. That can go for our offspring and your seed's offspring, too. That could be your grandchildren. Huh, you never thought about that? Yeah, you on your way now. You got them gray hairs in you. Got them gray hairs in your head and under your chin. Okay, anyway. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles. Yeah, hip-hop is 40 years old. Oh, I said I was going to stay 40 till I'm 50. Hip-hop is 42. 1979, right? And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. Going to increase the blessing on you so much it's going to hit your seed, which is your children, and their seed too, your children's children. Told you, hip-hop 40 years old. Oh, okay, 40 plus. 40 plus. Yeah, I am hip-hop. That's why I say 40. I'm staying 40 till I'm 50, but 40 plus. Yeah. Them youngsters, y'all calling it hip-hop, but hip-hop is what y'all call OG. That's hip-hop. Hip-hop is 1979 is when it hit the business side, popular or what have you, got to the world like that. 1979, man. All right? So, yeah, hip-hop is OG, and we still kicking it. Yes, sir. It must be kin to Caleb. Caleb said, boy, I feel like I was. When Caleb was in his 80s, he was like, boy, I feel like I was when I was in my 20s, in my 40s, something he said like that. I got the same strength I was as this old man when, like I had when I was a young man, in other words. You know, so that's hip-hop, cuz. We up through there. We one got a little few little gray in the top. That's the female. And then in the beard, under the chin, that's us. That's the males. Hip-hop. All right, anyway, your children, your children's children, grandpa, grandma, going to be blessed. All right? Verse 10. Isaiah 61, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. You going to do what? Greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. So I'm going to greatly rejoice. How you do that? Sing a song. Put on some music. Get your mind right. You know what I'm saying? Rejoice in the Lord. Think about it. And do it because he said it. He said, I will greatly rejoice. Let me help you out. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. That go for every day of the week. Mm-hmm. Sunday through Monday, Monday through Sunday. Yep. Sunday through, hold on, that is one day? You know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. All of them. But I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. I'm going to greatly rejoice in the Lord, though. As long as you're in him, greatly rejoice. All right? Even if it's a time to be sad, but you lined up, you can still have peace that passes all understanding and greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. Don't leave him out. That's how important this is. I ain't got a problem with that. For he has clothed me. He gave me this. He doing this in my life. He clothed me with the garments of salvation. He rebirthed me. He renewing my life. He renewing my relationship with him. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. He made me righteous. He who knew no sin became sin so that we can become the righteousness of God. We are the righteousness of God. Their righteousness is from me, says God. The righteousness of the law is fulfilled in us who walk not by the flesh but according to the Spirit. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness as a bridegroom. Bridegroom decked himself out. Clean as a mug, cuz I'm telling you. So, he has covered me. God covered you, made you clean, just like that. I'm talking about cleaner than the bridegroom. That's the man who about to get married, right? He has covered me with the robe of righteousness as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments. And as a bride, as the bride herself adorns herself with her jewels. how God making you beautiful, beautiful and glorious. Keep sending him them beautiful praises. Yeah, keep following him with that beautiful faith. Keep that beautiful faith in him. You know what I'm talking about? You. I'm talking to you who's listening. For as the earth brings forth her bud, he putting his stamp, I'm talking about he putting his name on it, and putting the guarantee on it right here in verse 11, Isaiah 61, verse 11. For as the earth brings forth her bud, like the spring come up in this mud, right? We in the springtime too. We good and in the summer now. All right, but sometimes it's not. For as the earth brings forth her bud, and as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, told you, here go the guarantee. So the Lord will cause righteousness, making you right with him, and everything that come with righteousness, the blessings and everything that we just read about. That's his righteousness. He's going to cause his righteousness and praise to spring forth before all nations. Take the gospel to the world. Believe it or not, your faith impacting the world right now. You ain't know. I'm telling you. Recognize. And you could think about it. We about to go to a praise break. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. I ain't got no problem with that, man. We got some more scriptures coming up. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Man, it's good already. Like, I can't take no more. It's good. We'll be right back, though. Appreciate it.
Gotta switch up here now. Yeah. All I need is one mic. When I step to it, all I preach is one Christ. One way, one truth, and only one light. And the way that they did them, it just wasn't right.
One.
It only took one plan. Sitting on the throne of God sits one man. And he loved us so much he sent one lamb to abolish all sin like no other can.
One.
It's going down one day. Like a thief in the night, he's coming suddenly. For the ones that chose to live their life one way. So I hope to God you choose to live the right away.
One.
There's only one God, one body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, and only one baptism, only one world. With a whole lot of Christians, with a whole lot of ways, but only one way of living, only one God. One body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, and only one baptism, only one world. With a whole lot of Christians, with a whole lot of ways, but only one way of living, there's only one way.
One way that I live, there's only one way. One way that I live, there's only one way. One way that I live, where the world won't agree, but that's just the way it is.
There's only one way.
One way that I live, there's only one way. One way that I live, there's only one way. One way that I live, where the world won't agree, but that's just the way it is.
It only takes one time. You can turn from your wicked ways with one line. For the wage of all sin, there's only one fine. If you ain't in it yet, you better get in line.
One.
It won't take one book. Best believe it, before you know it, you'll be one of us. Must have seen faith, so it don't take much. The woman with the issue only took one touch.
One.
For me, it took one prayer. To be honest, it was more like one scare. The band tipped over, I ain't lose one hair. Supposed to be dead and gone, but I'm still here.
Man.
So if you're looking for a change, straight and narrow path, only got one lane. Yeah, we living now just so we can live again. Cause in the end, everybody bows to one name.
One.
There's only one God, one body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, and only one baptism, only one world. With a whole lot of Christians, with a whole lot of ways, but only one way of living, only one God. One body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, and only one baptism, only one world. With a whole lot of Christians, with a whole lot of ways, but only one way of living, there's only one way.
One way that I live, there's only one way. One way that I live, there's only one way. One way that I live, with the world won't agree, but that's just the way it is.
Living eternal life, like Billy say, it's a choice, either wrong or right. You got
one
God in heaven, it ain't Muhammad. Never been Buddha, I remain true to the
one
who sent the sun, so I wouldn't have to burn in hell. Like a repentant come, be with the
one
who dwells inside me. So if I fall off track, he steps in, guides me back to page
one.
I remember when Big Ram was nothing but scrum. Asked about God, I would tell you it was none. The chip I was carrying on my shoulder weighed a ton. Man, I'm glad somebody told me it was
one God, one body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, and only one baptism, only one world. With a whole lot of Christians, with a whole lot of ways, but only one way of living, only one God. One body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, and only one baptism, only one world. With a whole lot of Christians, with a whole lot of ways, but only one way of living, there's only one way.
One way that I live, there's only one way. One way that I live, there's only one way.
spirit, one Lord, one faith, and only one baptism, only one world. With a whole lot of Christians, with a whole lot of ways, but only one way of living, only one God. One body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, and only one baptism, only one world. With a whole lot of Christians, with a whole lot of ways, but only one way of living, there's only one King. One way that I live, there's only one King. One way that I live, there's only one King. One way that I live, the world won't agree, but that's just the way it is, there's only one King. One way that I live, there's only one King. One way that I live, there's only one King. One way that I live, the world won't agree, but that's just the way it is.
I love him. Now jump on
Oh, I'm talking about the homie Street Nitty. That's what I'm talking about. Is that all you know? Yeah, dog. Talk about Jesus so much, boy. That right? That's what I'm talking about. I ain't got no problem with that. You know what I'm talking about? For sure. You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you again. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Today's topic, I ain't got no problem with that. In case you're just tuning in, let me name some stuff. First of all, the topic came from Isaiah chapter 61, and we just went through that. But let me name some stuff and make sure you can respond or work on responding. I ain't got no problem with that after I name the stuff. Okay, you ready? Go a little something like this. Loving God, I ain't got no problem with that. Loving people as myself, with God's help, I ain't got no problem with that. All right? Praising God, I ain't got no problem with that. Worshiping God, I ain't got no problem with worshiping God. Obeying God, I ain't got no problem with that. Seeking God first, I ain't got no problem with that. Putting God first before me. All right? Before your husband, before your wife, before your children, before your boyfriend, your girlfriend, before whoever. All right? Giving all the glory to God, I ain't got no problem with that. Greatly rejoicing in the Lord, oh boy, I ain't got no problem with that. Yeah, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. Remember Isaiah 61. You can go back and read it however many times you want to read it. Just to remind yourself, I don't care what go on, what happened next week or whatever. You can still be on Isaiah 61, shout it, and tally. Right now, let me give you some more scriptures. Let me go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's jump over the halfway point here. Psalm chapter 150. Psalm chapter 150. Psalms chapter 150. One verse from over here. Psalms chapter number 150. And we're reading one verse, which will be verse number 6. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am, I ain't got no problem with y'all tuning in. Well, y'all gonna wear that out this weekend, ain't it? But I ain't got no problem with that. I'm glad I went with the church. I went to service, but I heard the word of God. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no problem with that. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't got no problem with it. Yeah, you can be saying that to everything, everybody. I ain't got no problem with that. Hey, man. Hey, you want to go do so and so and so? Hey, I ain't got no problem with that, cuz. Y'all done got messed up. Look, okay, blessed up. We blessed up. We messed up. Hey, y'all want to run down here right quick? I ain't got no problem with it. You driving? Oh, I sure ain't got no problem with that. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. I feel like cooking out. Oh, I ain't got no problem with that. Yes, sir. Father Day next weekend, it don't matter. I ain't got no problem with celebrating it right now. Yeah, Leah got messed. I ain't got no problem with that. Psalm 150. Okay, you should be there by now. Verse 6. Last verse of that chapter and the last verse of Psalms. Yeah. Psalms go up to 100. You got 150 chapters. So the last chapter of Psalms. Last verse. And that's a great way to end that verse. You ain't going to ever forget this verse again. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise you. Okay, you praise the Lord. You say, praise you the Lord. Switch the words around. Same words. You praise the Lord. Let's read it. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. You praise the Lord. That's Psalm chapter 150 and verse 6. The last verse of Psalms. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise you the Lord, or you praise the Lord. That's how we say it these days. You praise the Lord. You. Be specific. You praise the Lord. I ain't got no problem with that. That's Psalms 150, verse 6. I ain't got no problem with that. Praising God. Let's go. Psalms chapter 32. Psalms chapter 32. Go over a few. Psalms chapter 32. And a spoiler alert, get a bookmark and put it in Psalm 66 if you come across it while you're going to Psalms 32. Because we're going to end it in Psalms chapter 66. That'll be our last one for the day. Right now, Psalms chapter 32, verse 8. Psalms chapter number 32, verse 8 says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you shall go. I will guide you with my eye. And you want to be guided with God, because in his eye can guide you, because he got that foresight. He can see everything. He see the end from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Ain't really worried about the details in between. He probably just working them out as he go, but he see the end from the beginning. He just he guiding you. So whatever way he telling you to go, whatever way he leading you to go, go that way. Because remember, God moved all the people out of the way that you thought you could depend on, that you thought you had to look up to, that you thought you couldn't live without, that you thought you were doing right by going to church. He moved everybody, all the pastors and everything, all the leaders and everything, politicians, all moved the whole little system out of the way so you can see him. Now, it's time for you to depend on him. When you do that, he's saying Psalm chapter 32, verse 8 to you, and he will do this. I will instruct you and teach you. There's no better teacher than the Lord. I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you should go. Showing you, learning you, okay, teaching you, I'm sorry. Learning you in the way you should go. That's some old folk. But I will instruct you. We them OG folks. That's who we are. We the OG folk. Anyway, I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you shall go. I will guide you with my eye. God moved everybody out the way so that you can see him and so that you can let him lead your life. And so you can know that he's the only one that you got to have in your life. Remember, they shut more than half of the country down. They shut more than half of the government or whatever. They shut it down. Remember that last year in March? Some people still was at the house. Some people still at the house, still scared to go out the door. Anyway, the country just not starting to open back up like what they were talking about. Let's go back to normal. I can't wait. Look how long it took. They try to do stuff fast, and it still ain't normal. It's still abnormal. But when we let God instruct us through all this chaos and all this Babylon, if you see God and you submit to him, you let him instruct you. Let him teach you in the way that you should go. And let him guide you. Then you can say, I ain't got no problem with that, cuz. All right? Let me slip this in here right quick. Then we're going to go to Psalm 66. We'll go to Proverbs chapter 3. And then we're going to go to Psalm 66 and be finished. But Proverbs chapter number 3. Let's get that in. Proverbs chapter number, got a few verses. Well, a few verses from over here. And Proverbs is right after Psalms. Talking to myself and y'all. Yes, sir. All right, Proverbs chapter 3. Verse 1 says, my son, my daughter, my child, okay? My son, forget not my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. Number one, got to be in your heart. This ain't no head service. This ain't no lip service. Got to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, and all of your strength. And you got to love your neighbor as yourself. Treat others how you want to be treated. That's how you do that. My son, forget not my law. Don't forget my law, but let your heart keep my commandment. Obey God. Obey him from the heart first. All right? For length of days, this is what it does. When you obey God, it does something. Here's the blessing. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to you. This is going to add length of days and long life and peace to you. Yeah, let me pause right quick. My my wife, she had her grandmama that lived past 100 years old. You know what I'm saying? Lived past. She just died, well, I think, about a year or two ago, something like that. But she lived past 100. 101. Man, and she had a sister that lived past 100, too. And then the other day, and I ain't never heard about the place called Sparta until I moved to a place called Milledgeville, and that's where, you know, my wife is from and her grandmom. Anyway, I guess that was an auntie, grandaunt, somebody. That's where they from. So the lady who lived, they was reporting this on the news the other day. They said this lady lived to be 112 years old. And she was around the place, like I said, I ain't never heard of before, but it was called Sparta. Sparta, Georgia, right next to Milledgeville. So she lived to be 112, and I think they say she died right before her 113th birthday, I think they said 2 days. Yeah, oldest woman in Georgia, I reckon. You know what I mean? 112 years old. And I asked my wife, I said, what y'all do? How y'all live long? How y'all live that long down there? What y'all? Yeah, this city like be killing folk quick, I guess. I got to move fast around this mug. But that's what she said. She said, slow country living. That slow country living. And I said, yeah, slow, because that lady was 112 years old. All right, now I said all that to say this, back over here to these scriptures, when you obey God for the length of days, all right, verse 2, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 2, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to you, when you obey God. And I remember them older folks when I was younger, when they was real old, they would say, you know, take it one day at a time with sweet Jesus. Mm-hmm. Take it one day at a time with sweet Jesus. So if you obey God, it's going to add to your life. It's going to add length of days. I'm talking about God will stretch your days inside. Not only add to your days in long life, but he'll stretch your days out. We've been talking about the day going by fast. He'll let you get so much stuff done in that little time, bro. I'm telling you, he'll work with that time for length of days and long life and peace. Length of days, long life. You'll see your children's children, your children's children's children, and he'll go for your children's 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 children, and he ain't got to stop there. Children's 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 children's. My God, Lee, that's a great, 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 great grandma, granddad. Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, length of days, long life, and peace shall they add to you. Verse 3 says, let not mercy and truth forsake you. All right? Always have mercy. Don't hold grudges. Please have a forgiving heart. Don't hate nobody. Hate Satan, though. Hate evil. Hate sin. Let not mercy and truth. Keep the truth. Don't let them forsake you. Jesus is the truth. This word of God is the truth. If it's not this word, it ain't the truth. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them about your neck. So wear these as your necklace, mercy and truth. Bind them about your neck. Got that mercy and truth on my neck, cuz. Write them upon the tablet of your heart. Now, God done gave you clothes. He done gave you beautiful ashes and everything, right? Then he give you mercy and truth. He putting the finishing touches on it, ain't it? Mercy and truth, that's your necklace, cuz. Bind that about your neck. Write them upon the tablet of your heart. Verse 4 says, so shall you find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. This is how you find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. If we hear what God is saying and do what he's saying, have mercy. Speak the truth, but have mercy. Right? Speak the truth in love, right? So shall you find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. You know what I'm talking about? All right. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 says, trust in the Lord. That's something that we can do. That's your part. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And lean not or depend not, because when you lean on something, you're trying to hold it, you're using it to hold you up, right? Lean not, depend not on your own understanding. Don't depend on your own understanding, your own reason and logic, and your own five senses. Do not depend on your own understanding. Don't depend on man's understanding. Remember every philosopher, remember every pastor, remember every scientist, every doctor is a man or a woman, a human. We all fall short. And most of them, they're not pushing, you know, God's agenda. Most of them not. But you trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and you don't depend on your own understanding. Verse 6 says, in all of your ways. Forget what they talking about and what they doing. What about all of your ways? You acknowledge him in all your ways. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. You got time for that? Worry about them? And I ain't got no problem with him directing my path. Yeah, say that. I ain't got no problem with it. We in Proverbs chapter 3. Verse 6, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Verse 7 says, be not wise in your own eyes. Don't be wise in your own eyes, thinking you know it all. Fear the Lord, reverence God, and depart from evil. Because if you think you know it all, that's evil. That's Lucifer stuff. That's the devil stuff. Be not wise in your own eyes. He became wise in his own eyes and tried to overtake heaven and got kicked out by the angel. Like, boy, you didn't think God had a remedy for that in case it happened, you doofus? You know what I'm saying? Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to your navel, though. It's going to be health to your navel and marrow to your bones. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Yeah, be humble before God. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Reverence God. Honor God as God. Leave the devil alone. Stop being evil. Leave those evil ways alone, right? It shall be health to you. It's going to benefit you. It's going to be health. Yeah, health in your mind, in your body. Health to your navel, because your navel is not spiritual. Your navel is physical. So this physical stuff going on, because you doing something in the spirit, it shall be health to your navel, to your body, and marrow to your bones. What? Yeah. I heard this preacher say, I thank God for health. He said, because it's expensive to be sick. Think about it. Buy that medical bill, bro. That become your highest bill ever from out of all your bills. Yeah, so you better thank God for health. I ain't got nothing to be thankful. God ain't bless me. You crazy? You better thank God for health, cuz. Yes, sir. So this going to be health to you and marrow to you. You see what I'm saying? No hollow bones. Some marrow up in there. Verse 9 says, honor the Lord with your substance. Yeah, remember we talked about giving? Honor the Lord with your substance. Whatever your substance is. If you just got faith, honor him with that. If you got tangible material substance, honor him with that. Honor the Lord with your substance, all of it. And with the first fruits of all your increase. When he bless you, the first part of it, make sure you honor him. Honor the Lord with your substance. And with the first fruits, take his off top first, of all your increase. And I know the government, they call themselves, you know, Big Brother and Uncle Sam, all that stuff. They try to take theirs first. But you still give God his. And you pay your offering and your tithes off of the gross. Ba-dum-psh, yeah. Number one, you got to know the whole thing belongs to God. The whole check. Number two, really, is number one, really, because he the one that gave you the power to get wealth. All the energy that you use to be on the job, to do whatever you do, that belongs to God. Yeah. I give you the power to get wealth. That's what God does. That's what he said. It ain't you. You might call yourself self-made, but that ain't you. In every breath you breathe, we can't even breathe on our own. How dare we try to live? See, that's what I'm saying. How are we going to try to live on our own if we can't even breathe on our own, and it's easy for us to breathe as long as the breath of life is in us? Most of us. You know what I'm talking about? Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase. Whatever area you increase in, and he's increasing us in every area. So make sure you're honoring him. It's for you to acknowledge him, and so you won't think that you're the one that did it. You won't say that you're self-made. So even if you got enough food to eat and you can get full, you thank God for the food before you eat it, and if you can get full, you thank him for being full. Verse 10 says, so shall your barns be filled with plenty. If you give to God, he going to fill your barns up. He'll fill your barns up. You'll be rich before you'll be rich and won't even know it. God will start showing you how to operate your money, what you got right now. You'll set some stuff up and be like, boy, I ain't know that. If I'd have knew that years ago, and all it take is management. That's what a steward is. You want to take in all everything and don't even know how to manage it. Make me a billionaire and don't even know how to manage $1,000. Uh-oh. This thing on. Uh-oh. Oh, boy. Let me read the book. Yeah, honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase. So shall your barns be filled with plenty. You want that. You want God to make all grace abide to you. Remember we read it earlier? Yeah, that you can always have all things. You be sufficient in all things. Always being sufficient in all things. So shall your barns be filled with plenty, and your presses shall burst out with new wine. Yeah, you thought it was over with, man. I don't care. We be thinking we old, boy. God be like, boy, you at the right age. Man, I'm 55 years old. I know. Man, you at the right age. Watch what I do. Before you 56. That's what God be on, man. Believe God, man. With him, all things are possible. This mug say he gonna, your barn's gonna be filled with plenty. You're gonna have plenty. Your presses shall burst out with new wine, new ideas, new positions. I'm talking about God will carve out a position just for you, tailor-made for you. Telling you, man. Yeah, new ideas. Yeah. Just new seasons. Just renew everything about you. Give you a whole new life. It don't matter how old or how young. Next scripture we going to. Yeah, I ain't got no problem with Proverbs chapter 3. I ain't got no problem with honoring the Lord with all my substance and him letting my barns be filled with plenty and making my precious burst out with new wine. Talking about new stuff. That new. Woo. The health and all that. Proverbs chapter 3 verses 1 through 10. I ain't got no problem with that. Let's go to Psalms chapter 66. So I can get y'all out of here. I'm getting ready to close. Yes, sir. I'm getting ready to close. Yeah, I'm getting ready to close. And then y'all say, I ain't got no problem with that, real. Yes, sir. I sure ain't got no problem. Oh. Yeah. Cut it out. Psalms chapter 66, verse 1. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis, man. I'm going to try to finish this in 7 minutes. We got 7 minutes live on the recording. So let's see if I can finish it. 7 minutes live. See if I can beat it before it start recording live. Other than that, you have to tune in the archive or call in to continue listening. Here's the number, 563-999-3702. 563-999-3702. Chapter 66, verse 1 says, make a joyful noise unto God, all you lands. Make a joyful, not a sad. And he's saying, all you lands. We down here too busy fighting. Amen, bro, come on. Make a joyful noise. You can do this on your own, though. You can choose to do this with your little individual self. Yeah. He's telling all of us to do it, but if they don't want to do it, you do it. You know what I'm talking about? So, make a joyful noise unto God, all you lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Make his praise excellent. Say unto God, how terrible or how extremely serious are you in all your works. Say to God, how terrible or how extremely serious are you in your works? Through the greatness of your power shall your enemies submit themselves unto you. Through the greatness of God's power, he is the Almighty One. His enemies going to submit to him. His enemies are going to submit themselves unto him. Your enemies, like father, like son, like father, like child, all right? Your enemies going to submit themselves unto you. The Almighty is in you. The Spirit of the Lord is on you. I ain't got no problem with that. That right. Verse 4 says, All the earth shall worship you and shall sing unto you. They shall sing to your name. So all the earth going to worship God. They going to sing unto God. They shall sing to your name. Yeah, the earth. The birds and everything still worshiping God. Some people are. All right. Verse 5 says, come and see the works of God. Come see for yourself. Come see. Come experience this manifestation and this revelation going on. Come and see the works of God. He is terrible or extremely serious in his doing toward the children of men. He is extremely serious in his doing toward the children of men. Verse 6 says, he turned the sea. Look at it. This is how terrible he is now. How extremely serious he is. Extremely serious. Verse 6, he turned the sea into dry land. What? He turned the whole sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. And there they did rejoice in him. Yeah, they did rejoice in him right there. We rejoicing in him now. where he got us at. Shoot, what he doing now? Verse 7 says, he rules by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. He rules by his power forever. God is always in control. He rules by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. He see everything. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Yeah, don't let the rebellious exalt themselves. Selah. Oh, bless our God, you people. Bless him. Don't curse him. Oh, bless our God, you people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, which holds our soul in life. He keeps us steady in life and suffers not our feet to be moved. You're established by God. For you, O God, have proved us. Yeah, you tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. Yeah, extreme heat in that fire. You brought us into the net. God did it now. Not the devil. God brought us into the net. You laid affliction on our back. God put it on you. But when he put it on you, it's to bring, I'm talking about, it's to work out for your good. You laid affliction upon our loins. Verse 12, Psalms chapter 66 says, you have caused men to ride over our heads. You did it. You caused somebody else to get that promotion except me. We went through fire and through water. But look at what God do now. But you brought us out into a wealthy place. I ain't got no problem with that. Told you when God do it, this for your good. Right. You brought us out into a wealthy place. Don't look for that wealthy place if you're not doing what God's saying. And he told us a lot of stuff to do on this broadcast here. Verse 13 says, I will go into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay you my vows, which my lips have uttered and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. Yeah, God be listening. God, if you do this for me, man, if you get me out of this situation, if you work this out for me, he be listening. So pay that up. Psalm 66, verse 13 and 14. I will go into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay you my vows, which my lips have uttered and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. Verse 15 says, I will offer unto you burnt sacrifices of fatlings with the incense of rams. I will offer bullocks with goats. So I ain't got no goats and all that and fatlings, but I'm going to offer this sacrifice of praise. You got that. Okay, and some of y'all got an offering too. But let's go, y'all, a money offering. Verse 16 says, come and hear, all you that fear God. Come hear this. I ain't doing nothing but giving you the truth. This is spirit of truth. Come and hear, all you that fear God. All you that fear God. Calling all you that fear God. Calling everybody that fear God. Come and hear this. All you who fear God, I will declare what he has done for my soul. When hip-hop meets the Christ, I'm declaring it. And I'm reading the scripture. That's what the writer is talking about too. He's declaring what God has done for his soul. Verse 17 says, I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled, or he was praised a lot. Yeah, praised with a lot of energy. Praised with a lot of excitement. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled. He was praised with a lot of energy. With my tongue, he was praised with a lot of excitement. Verse 18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. That's what makes us not get our prayers answered. You mess up, you confess up to God, all right? If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Verse 19 says, but verily God has heard me. But God has heard me. I ain't got no problem with that. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. I ain't got no problem with that. With God, he hearing me. Because I ain't regarding no iniquity in my heart. I keep confessing up. Told you, I've been transparent on the beginning of this broadcast. But verily God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. And I'm not preaching myself. I just do what the word say. That's all. Faith and action on display before you. Verse 20, last but not least. Psalms chapter 66, verse 20. Blessed be God, which has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Blessed be God, which has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. I ain't got no problem. With that. That was rude. Yes, sir. I ain't got no problem with that. when hip-hop meets the Christ. Get at you next time. Appreciate you tuning in. Peace.
Y'all be dropping them to the floor for a little bit of that chair. They're all low. Hold up, throw your hands up when they roll up. Come on, youngster, try, grow up, pull up. Nah, I'm good, I think I'll show up. To this Bible study, my little buddy. Cause I'm trying to get a little bit wiser like that old owl. Even though I know sometimes I know my mouth can get a little bit foul. And I own that, you know that, hold that. Thought while I run back to this beat that you go back. Show that side of you that's only God. While all these other suckers acting hard. Oh, no. Hold up, my brother, me wants no static. So you can put away that automatic 4-5. No jive, cause I'd rather ask him for forgiveness. High five. All right.
All right. Sorry if I took advantage of your love. Cause I praise your name. But it seems like it's all in vain. Make it rain at the club. It's fine at all. Thank you for loving me like I never lived. I'm gonna praise and worship till I run out of breath.
And I wanna thank you for giving me so much more than a second chance. Even though I don't deserve it. Every time I turn around, it seems like I let you down. You're ashamed of me, but I'm ashamed of myself. I'll put the shame on me, cause I'm to blame for no one else. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry if I took advantage of your love.
Sorry that I
seems like it's all in vain. Make it rain at the club. So like David prays, I'm gonna praise and worship till I run out of breath. Sorry if I took advantage of your love, cause I praise your name. But it seems like it's all in vain. Make it rain at the club. Despite it all, thank you for loving me like I never lived. So like David prays, I'm gonna praise and worship till I run out of breath. Thank you, yeah, oh, yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
yeah,
for real,
for real. My millennium.
That's right.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Suited and booted for war.
Hooked on God, ministry over business, my nigga.
Salute to the soldiers.
Uh-huh. Every last one of them.
Mava.
Uh-huh. Finna show y'all how to slide on Satan one
diamond.
Time. Let's go.
My gorilla's back. Final call. Riding for the door. Christ, who I'm fighting for. In the cipher where iron sharpened iron swords. Hit him lion's roar in the eye of a firestorm. Warriors, come out to play. Homie, we ain't about the game. On the enemy, we about to bang. Christ put the flame to a powder keg. Feel the power when we shout his name. Mountains move about the way. In the battle, watching giants fall. Bible is my rifle, I'm a sniper letting fire off. Shot fired from a rock while I'm a fighter dog. 03 Kobe and OT, I'm a boss. What's mobbing hard? We don't take a L. Serving but it ain't for sale. Bombing on the gates of hell. Demon screaming like a scary movie. 10 toes down, ain't barely move. A soldier prepare for duty.
The revolution won't be televised. Truth is, it's already here, just in disguise. Christianity's been politicized. Who we be? H-O-G, they won't apologize. Christian the gospel of God and we go hard to the depth. Giving all to the cause until there's no giving left. Jesus said it's by love that you will truly be known. Not by the set that you bring. All them confessions you own. Producing divisions, leading the spiritual prison. Separated by walls that Jesus died to get rid of. But your oneness is manifested, no need in stressing. The church is in disobedience, how could he ever bless us?
Hey.
So this is nothing but a call to repent. My prayer is that you feel his presence in every sense. From the beginning we've been sinning, the result is contention. Did I forget to mention? It's hard mob, nigga.
The apostles were brave-hearted, no fear in the A order. That's how they became artists. Now look at what they started. We're the saints, partner, way more than some vain artists. What be coming out my mouth is a sharp weapon like A. Warren. Christ is exalted, mics are assaulted, right in the pulpit. You look up and I am the culprit. They is the evil who is prison, some claiming I'm culprit. Grab the goblet of living water, don't sip it, I gulp it. Let me address some complaints, the mob has been heard. How y'all disciples trying to justify using the N-word? Just like you hood isn't holy or Christ-centered. Them arguments get chopped down easy, just like Tim Bird. If you really think we're misguided, keep us in prayer, bro. You can point out possible flaws, never call us fearful. Hit the streets in your city, you never there, though. The mob is famous for being in the field, just like a scarecrow.
Back in the booth, it's like Jordan in the gym. Magic, King James with the pen. Encouraging all the homies to repent from wicked ways, gotta ask forgiveness for them sins. While the opportunity still present ill-gotten gains, knew I had to make amends. Island Willie bike, full throttle the bends, drop the range a couple inches to compliment the rims. But now I'm playing all the idiocy in life too short, like Mississippi the 10. Rugged and harsh like a hippopotamus skin. Been battle tested like one of King Solomon's men. Heard them shells coming, skipping through the wind. Collapsed in my lung, taking my win. Thankfully your boy didn't die in his sin. For every bar spit, I gotta pay homage to him.
Frank Graves, you better bring your jacket. Homie, we came to wake the masses up, cause judgment's coming to shake the planet. Everywhere I turn, I see the book of Revelations happening. The government wanna start chip, like we in Vegas gambling. Better be covered by the blood, like a razor slash or smothered by the flood. When the Alpha and the Omega's ravaged, I was once destined to see the premature grave and casket, but he paid the ransom. Beauty came from a gang of assholes. Hooked on God, I'm a raging addict, connected to something so cold like refrigerator magnet. Christ opens doors that no one can close. He told us to go, and we go, but we ain't table dancing. We know what Satan's plan is. We came to save the captives till the enemy is under our feet like a praying mantis. Nothing but truth in this artistry when I paint this canvas. It's all salutes till they want to meet, but still praise.
I'm here to boast with excellence, so they know it's evident with a cold regiment in his soul. Everything new and old, testament, there they go. Testing them glory soul, specialist, just a low specimen. Now that we got your attention, we paying visits to the wrong hearts, demanding repentance. Like business, we the lone shark. He drew blood, you think by way of art. I'm thinking on that tree, he bit death and tore away the bark. Throwing up the lukewarm, riding with the roof on. Red with the blue on, purple, put my crew on. Hurdle, over, we on circle, yelling be gon' hurt you, whether be calm virtue, better see some. 116:15, don't cry for me, mama, like killing the judges. Tell me who gon' do the honest Abba. Got me now, I'ma be with the clouds. Coming back with King Yeshua for the last and final round now.
I'm hearing laughter, it's Dracula's castle. Reading chapters of Matthew, playing capture the statue. Pastor for the master, I will fracture your cash. Pray faster, prepare for the rapture because I have to. The help of mob and benefactor since the grass. Disaster when it passes, these actors are captives. Acting last two, check the statue record, I'ma crash 2 days after finding shining with Christ. Cap tooth,
He still hopping out the dollies for a top wasabi. Them chops karate leave your average Joe sloppy. Got me stay stretching Pilates. His hobby catch a soul for the body. Probably praying with Roddy's who with the folly. I'm confident and cocky, Apollo and Rocky. Do you copy? Holy Spirit, hot, no need for Molly. God got me sliding through the dirt. Kawasaki fishing for crappie. I put the gospel over top.
I done put in so much work, got a musty flag. Still got a 45 with a rusty mag. Still hanging with the gangsters, I must be bad. God knows what I be on, so he must be glad. Hit the town, spread the word, I ain't new to that. Used to move weight white like Snoopy back. Transporting 40 birds in a moving bag. Stop dancing with the devil, now Lucy man. Came out the mud like pig feet. Hog mobbing, shoot a face out with a 6 week. I used to roll up sour and switch weeks. Deep in the trap, getting off work like sick leave. Big strap poking my hip bone. I used to switch up spots like a flip home. Now I'm in the house of the Lord. Come for me in this home, my grip chrome. Throw your head back like flip phone.
I be tailgating with shell case. Ducking them black hearts with pale face. Got niggas in jail facing no bail case. Pace and praying that heaven forget they hell race. So I'm pushing the line until the line hurt. They still trying to ponder the way my mind works. Cause I'll bring a convoy, your con men to a concert and turn every convict to a convert. Wounds of a friend, homie, sin will hang ya. And Lucifer could spin on my middle finger. Whether the pen or a den of bangers, I get it in. On my mama said, mama, I ain't no entertainer. Christ reigns, let the storm rip. I've been sinning since the womb, I was born sick. But his tail turns heads like a coin flip. So we can all come, no porn flip.
We out here. Hog my millennium. Are y'all in for a drink? Let's eat.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ. Every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same. All hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. Got my oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.